Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If thou wouldst be perfect, go sell what thou hast and give it to the poor, and come follow me. These words of our Lord from the Gospel, children, were heard by today's saint when he was a teenager. He was about 15 or so, and he had just lost his parents. They had left him quite a bit of money and his sister to take care of. And he got thinking about those words in the Gospel, and he decided to do exactly what our Lord said. So he gave away everything that he had to the poor, and he made an arrangement for his sister to stay with some nuns in a convent, and he went outside of town, and he lived as a hermit. And he went to see different holy men who were living by themselves to learn how to pray and how to conquer temptation. And then in a few years' time, he was ready, and he lived very far away, all by himself, and he shut the door behind him, and he locked it. And he didn't have any roof over his head, and people would throw in food over the wall into his little cell so he would have something to eat, and he would pray for them. Sometimes he would pray on his knees all night long. And when the dawn came, he said, "Oh, the sun is rising too soon to cut off my prayers. I'd rather pray longer if I could." He realized, St. Anthony did, that all of our life is a temptation or a test. Sometimes the devil tempts us, and sometimes God tempts or tries us. And we have to prepare ourselves for this by prayer and by fasting and by watching and by silence and many good things that are a little bit hard to do. The devil appeared to him in many different ways, sometimes as crazy animals or beasts that, if they appeared under your bed at night, for example, you would find very scary. But they never scared him, because he would always make the sign of the cross or say the holy name of Jesus Christ, and they would disappear. One time there was a particularly ugly beast that appeared to him, and he made the sign of the cross over it, and it ran away a little bit, and then its stomach burst out like that, so much as if to say that nothing would have power over the devil. And he would laugh at the devil and say, "You're trying to scare me with that? Why, devil, that doesn't scare me at all." One time, the devil tried a very subtle temptation with St. Anthony, and he appeared as a very horrid-looking little monster, and he crawled up to him, and he praised St. Anthony and told him that he was a saint. Well, that would be a temptation to be proud, children. And so St. Anthony asked what his name was, and he had to admit it. He said, "Well, my name is the spirit of impurity." Because, you see, children, impurity and pride are usually pretty closely connected. And so he made the sign of the cross, and the devil had to scream and run away and disappear. Because what is most of all important, children, is that we should be humble. When he had lived by himself for many, prayed and offered many sacrifices, people would come to see him, and then others wanted to join him. So when he was in his 50s, he began a monastery. So St. Anthony is known as the father of monks. The word monk comes from the Greek word for alone, because a monk is alone with God. And pretty soon he had hundreds and hundreds of followers, and many monasteries were established. And at one time, the desert of Egypt, they say, was full of monks. At the same time, in the city, they were having a hard time. First of all, because it was during the persecutions, the same era as what we spoke about yesterday with St. Marcellus, Pope and Martyr. And then after that came the heretics, and the heretics who wouldn't believe in our Lord's divinity. Both times, to help out the Christians in the city, Saint Anthony would go into the city and preach to them and tell them that they must be brave and they must resist error and follow the truth of the Catholic Church. People were always coming to St. Anthony to ask him questions. And the remarkable thing about that, children, is that not only he always gave very wise, simple, and holy answers, but also that in spite of the fact that he led a very difficult life and he was always being tempted by the devil, nevertheless, he was always cheerful and he always had a smile. And they say about St. Anthony that no one ever left St. Anthony's company without being cheered and made happy and made holier than he was before he talked to him, which is a good example for all of us to try to follow by being cheerful and by being kind and by trying to put our faith into practice all of the time. One good example, children, of how wise St. Anthony was that some monks came to him and they said, "Give us some good advice, St. Anthony. Give us some good advice." And so St. Anthony said, "Well, just follow the gospel. Our Lord says, if they strike you on one cheek, let them strike you on the other cheek too." And the monk said, "Oh, Father, we couldn't do that. That would be awfully hard." Well, then St. Anthony said, "At least let them strike you on one cheek." And they thought for a moment and they said, "No, I don't think we'd be able to do that either." And then St. Anthony said, "Well, at least don't want to get any revenge on them. Don't wish them any evil, even if they do evil to you." And they looked a little sad and they said, "We don't think we could even do that." "Well," St. Anthony said, "there's some sick people over there. Look, make them some corn soup today and feed it to them. If you can't do that, I can't help you. The only thing that could ever help you would be prayer." That shows the common sense of St. Anthony, how charitable and how simple we have to be, children. It's not complicated to be a saint. And St. Anthony, even though he led a very special way of life as a hermit and as a monk, shows us the way, prayer and watching. St. Anthony said before he died, and he lived to be 105 years old, he said, "People aren't as strong as they used to be, and so our Lord doesn't allow us to be tempted or give us trials and difficulties that were nearly so hard as they used to be in the old days." And children, that has always been true. So people get weaker and weaker as time goes on. Evolution falsely teaches that people get better and better, but that's not true. They get actually weaker and weaker as time goes on. So our Lord is more and more kind and merciful to us as time goes on. At the beginning, everybody had to try to be humble, for example, and holy. But now, towards the latter days, our Lord sends his own Blessed Mother to the earth, and she is our humility, and she is our holiness, and she is our hope. So through the Blessed Mother, our Lord today makes it very easy for us to practice all of those virtues, which in the old days people would go out and live in the desert for during a whole lifetime. During one of the wars that France had in the 19th century, children, the people of a certain village, including the children, were very worried that the Germans were going to invade their town, and they were very close. And so they all went to Vespers one Sunday afternoon, like good Christians, and prayed to the Blessed Mother at her altar at benediction. And then that night, some of the children saw the Blessed Mother. They looked up into the winter sky, and they saw the stars, and then the stars parted, and our Blessed Lady appeared, and she was wearing all of the stars on her robe. She's called Our Lady of Good Hope, or Our Lady of Beaumont. And what's unusual about this apparition, children, is that she didn't say anything, but some angels unrolled kind of a scroll that the children could read. And on the scroll it read, "Be of good heart, my children. Our Lord's heart is going to allow himself to be touched by you and your needs. Only say your prayers." And that was the message of the Blessed Mother. She had come to console and to help her children and tell them not to worry, but that the important thing was for them to say their prayers. Let us thank our Lord, children, that even though it may be very hard for us sometimes to resist temptation and even do the simple little things we should, we have the Blessed Mother, and she is Our Lady of Good Hope. She fills us with hope. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.